There are a lot of cliches about college football that fit Beaver football this season. One of them is that if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. That saying goes hand in hand with the other cliche. Next man up has to take the ball and run. And 1 week ago, it was Jordan Hein that stepped up after Ryan Shields got knocked out of the game in the first series. So, Coach Jeff Tesh, how much did the fact of a starting quarterback being knocked out and the rain falling have anything to do with the outcome a week ago?
I don't think when we dropped the ball it had anything to do with it. I could be wrong. Weren't really the turnovers from the rain. I don't think it was just a special teams game and inability to finish off drives is what hurt us.
Bemidji State had their chances a week ago against Augustana's Vikings, but that doesn't mean that Bemidji State capitalized on all of those chances.
Well, we have a couple of issues. We dropped two touchdowns that would have helped us, and then we had to go, you know, we got behind far enough where the field goals weren't going to help, plus both of our holders got hurt in the game. Just didn't feel comfortable, and then, you know, you missed this PAT down here, and then you get kind of afraid that the holder and the timing's that good, but we needed to go for it on those fourth downs anyway.
So how far did you go for shelter? How long did it take you to find?
Even though Jordan Hein wasn't named the starting quarterback a week ago, he still showed some good signs, some improvements from a year ago, and he'll need it again today, as Ryan Shields won't even be dressed today.
We just thought Ryan was a little further ahead with a game plan, and that's why we started him, and when he got hurt right away, it's probably what Jordy does best, just come in there and be an athlete. And I thought he proved on his pocket presence today. He didn't always just take off and run and made some plays with his feet. And so it's too bad he had some passes on those fourth downs that were dropped and could have led to some more points, and just didn't happen.
One of the problems for the Beavers a week ago was going 0-for-6 on fourth down. It got to the point where Jordan Hein says, I'll just take the ball myself. Quarterback sneak, diving over the line, touchdown, Bemidji State's Jordan Hein. There seemed to be some confusion, Biss, as to what in the heck play they were going to run. He dives in for the touchdown.
Well, doesn't matter if it's a quarterback sneak. All the other players can be confused as long as the center and the quarterback knows what's going on and nobody moves.
Takes the shotgun snap. He'll keep it. Gets a block. Lowers his shoulder. He's in a Beaver touchdown. Late signal by the referee, but Bemidji State's Jordan Hein gets himself into the end zone, and Bemidji State, two-point conversion away from getting within a touchdown.
Well, they loaded right, faked it, and came back to the left. That gave him just enough room to get to the goal line, and again, contact at the goal line between the quarterback and a cornerback.
Today, the BSU Beavers turn their attention to the Mustangs from Southwest Minnesota State, a team that they have defeated 13 straight times. We'll find out if they'll make it 14 straight times after the Venusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.